Chayresh, today's daf is Yuma daf Pei Dalid. We left off on the bottom of daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis. We are going to discuss a number of refuah related issues today because we were talking about pikuach nefesh and allowing challah to eat in Yom Kippur. So we're going to first discuss a kelev shota, a dog that's a crazy dog or a rabid dog, and how to deal with a rabid dog or a crazy dog on not just on Shabbos but in general, and what happens if it bites you, what the cure is. Then we're going to move on to a disease called sapidna and how to deal with that, how to cure that disease. And the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss whether the Rabbanan agree to the refuah for Kelev Shota suggested by Rav Masi ben Charash, and whether you're allowed to do that refuah on Shabbos, whether that's considered a legitimate refuah or not a legitimate refuah. On Amud Beis, we're going to talk about Safek Pikuach Nefesh, how it's Docha Shabbos, and the Gemara is going to have a Chiddush that it's even Docha Shabbos Acheres. We're going to discuss exactly what that means, that it's even Docha Shabbos Acheres. And we're going to talk about several situations of being Mechal Shabbos quickly in order to save a life, no matter who you are. We don't wait for we don't ask a child to do it or a guy to do it. We do it afilu al yidei gedolei Yisrael. We don't waste any time in doing it, because safek pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. So that's the basic topic of Amud Beis, is all about safek pikuach nefesh. So let's begin. We're at the two dots. Misha nashcho kelev shota. So the Mishnah said that if a person gets bitten by a kelev shota, so this was in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, we said ein that the Tanakhama said you're not allowed to feed it from the Chatzar Kavitshalov, from part of its liver. But Rav Masi ben Charash is Matir. Someone sent me an email yesterday. I have no idea where this article is from, but it's this whole thing about Louis Pasteur, how he saved so many millions of people around the world with his discovery of vaccines that helped save so many people from disease. So he said, it says over here, it would mean so much more if I knew where this was printed, but it was still worth mentioning, I think. It says the book Mavo Sha'arim, written during Pasteur's times, provides us with a reliable comment of Pasteur's friend, Rabbi Dr. Yisrael Michael Rabinowitz, who claimed that the basis for Pasteur's revolutionary research was the Talmud itself. While living in Paris, Rabbi Dr. Rabinowitz began translating the Talmud into French. When his friend Louis Pasteur saw a copy of Seder Moed, the tractate dealing primarily with the Jewish holiday cycle, it aroused his curiosity. To his amazement, he read there the following statement: if someone is bitten by a mad dog, and he puts in brackets, affected with rabies, he should be fed the lobe of that dog's liver. The doctor was amazed at this healing method, which used part of the infected animal itself. He concluded that the sages knew that an infected body produces antibodies which attack an invaded infection. Moreover, it seems that the antibodies which concentrate in the liver could actually help heal a person who was bitten by a rabid dog. Dr. Pasteur immediately began a series of experiments that eventually resulted in the savings of millions of human lives. Okay, I have no idea what the reliability of that is, but it's pretty interesting if it is in fact true. Okay, so if a person gets bit by a kelev shota, so we have this machlokas in the Mishnah. So Tanu Rabbanan, chamisha dvarim nemru b'kelev shota. We say five things about a kelev shota. Five ways to diagnose a kelev shota. Piv pasuach, his mouth is open. Veriro notef, and his saliva is dripping. Va'aznov struchos, and his ears are droopy. Uznava munach al yarchosav, and his tail is on his thighs. Umahalich b'tzidei drachim, and he walks on the sides of the roads. V'yeshar mafnoveach v'in kol nishman, also he tries to bark and nothing comes out. No sound comes out. Mimai havi, so how does this happen to a dog, that a dog goes crazy like this, that a dog loses the will to live, it seems. He's so down and depressed. Rava Amar Nashim Kishvanias Masachkos Bo. Women who practice Kishuf must have played with him. Ushmol Amar Ruach Ra Shorelev, that it's just a Ruach Ra that has overcome him. Mai Benai, who was enough Kaminer, whether it was because of Kishuf or because of Ruach Ra. Ika Benai Lemiktele Bedavar and Nizrak. Question is, when you kill it, because you have to kill it since it's dangerous, should you kill it by throwing something at it from a distance, like shooting it from afar, or can you even kill it from close up? If it's a ruach ra, you shouldn't get anywhere near it, and you should shoot an arrow. If it's just kishuf, then you can get a little closer. Tani kavase de Shmuel, we have a raya, we have a brisa, it's a raya to Shmuel that it's a ruach ra, kisha hargnoso ein hargnoso b'davar nizrak, because the brisa says that when you kill it, make sure you throw something at it and not get too close. The chayif be mistaken, if someone rubs up against such a dog, he'll be in danger. The nachis le mayis, and if someone is bitten by such a dog, if a dog bites a person, he's going to die. why. The chayiv be mistaken my takante, if someone rubs up against a dog, he's going to be in sakana. So what? How do we fix it? What's the refuah? What do we do for such a person? Nishlach mani v'nirhit. So we tell the person, remove his clothing immediately and run away. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua chaf be'chad minayu b'shuka. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua was rubbed up against such a dog, a rabid dog, or again a crazy dog, a kelev shota, in the market. Shalchinu l'manei. He immediately took off his clothing for riot and he started running. Amar, and he said, kiyamti bi'atzmi achach metachaye ba'aleha. Again, like we saw that yesterday, that sometimes if a person is smart enough to know how to deal with certain situations and he knows to act quickly, so the chachma, his own chachma, can save his own life. We said that if the dog bites the person, he's going to die. Well, is that it? He can't do anything? He should just give up the second the rabid dog bites him? Is there any sort of refuah? What's the refuah that he can do in order to avoid certain death? Sam Rabaye, Nesi Mashcha Da'afa Didichra, he should bring the skin of a male polecat, V'nichtav alei, and write the following thing on the skin. Ana Planya Bar Palnisa, I, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, Amashcha Da'apa Dichra Kasiv Nalach, on the skin of this male polecat I am writing, Kanti Kalirus, an incantation, V'amrila Kandi Kalorus, Kaka Hashem Tzavakos Amen Amen Sela, and that will be the end of what he writes. Vinish Lachinu L'Maneh, and he should take off his clothing. Vilik Barinu Beikavri, and he should bury it in the cemetery. Atreser Yarchti Shasa for 12 months. Vinafkinu, and then after 12 months, dig up his clothing. Vinaklinu B'Tanura, and burn them in the oven. Vinavdarinu L'Kitmei Aproshas Drachim, and scatter the ashes over crossroads, over an intersection. V'Hanach Atreser Yarchti Shasa Kishasi May, and during that entire 12-month period, when he drinks water, lo lishti ela beguvsa denachsha, he should only drink out of a copper straw. Dil mechazi babua deshedav l'stakin, lest he sees the reflection of a demon, and that will cause him sakana if he drinks out of a regular glass. Ki hada da abba bar marta, who abba bar minyome avdele ime guvta d'dava, and abba bar marta, who is abba bar minyome, his mother made him a straw made out of gold. Again, not to use a normal way of drinking, not to drink out of a glass, because you don't want to look down, since you might see a reflection of the shade, and you don't want to see a reflection of the shade, because that will be terrible sakana. So that's the cure for getting bitten by a dog with rabies. V'odam Ramasya. Ramasya said further, Rabbi Yochanan chashbit sapidna. Rabbi Yochanan had a disease called sapidna. It's interesting, the Achronim try to figure out if we know what sapidna is. It's some type of disease that begins with the teeth, that causes bleeding in the teeth, and spreads to the rest of the body. So there's a tshuva in the Shevet HaLevi in Chelechas Siminayin, where someone, I don't know what disease they're describing, but someone describes a contemporary disease, and the Shevet HaLevi tries to be done to figure out if what the person is describing is actually sapidna. But whatever sapidna is, Rav Moshe uses this as his source for the halacha we mentioned the other day. Rav Moshe in Chelek Gimel Siman Sadi Aleph writes that if you have a chola who has a machla that's ein bo sakana right now, but could very easily turn into a machla that will be sakana, you're allowed to take a medication on Yom Tov, and you don't have to, on Yom Kippurim, and you don't have to worry that maybe it's not really sakana, so you're violating Yom Kippur for no reason. And his raya is from over here, that this machla sounds like it's only a machla in the teeth, and the refuah that the Gemara is going to suggest is a refuah on the teeth. We're not doing a refuah in any other part of the body, so it sounds like it's purely a teeth issue. And nevertheless, since if you don't deal with the machla immediately, it will reach b'nei me'ayim, it will become an internal disease that's going to be a dangerous disease. So we allow you to be mechal Shabbos, to be merape the shinayim, even just to be merape the teeth alone. So anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan had this disease. Azul gabada imatrunisa. So he went to a certain noble woman who dealt with these kinds of things. Avdele milsa chamisha mali shabata. So she treated him on Thursday and Friday, because that's when he got the illness. That's when he went to her office. Amrulab is Shabbos Mai. So he said to her, Shabbos, I'm not going to be able to come to your office. What should I do? If I'm still suffering, I'm still suffering from this. What sort of treatment? Maybe you tell me what the medication is. So Amrulay lo tzricha. She says, don't worry, you've already been treated for 2 days. It's a 2-day treatment. You don't need anything on Shabbos. So imas richnamai. What if I feel like I do? What if I feel that the disease is hurting me and I'm going to need something? Amrlei, she said, okay, shtavali de lo megalis. I'll tell you what the medication is, but you have to swear to me that you're not going to reveal it to anybody. Ishtavala lakad Yisrael lo maglina. So he said, I swear by the God of Israel, I will not tell a soul. Nafak darsha papirka. As soon as she told him, he went out and he darshaned it for everybody to hear. He took out advertisements, all the newspapers, was all over social media. He told everybody what the cure was. So ask him, ishtavala. He just swore to her that he's not going to tell anybody. So lelakad Yisrael lo maglina, halam Yisrael maglina. He swore that he's not going to reveal it to the God of Israel, but he revealed it to the nation of Israel, to all the people. So frak the Gemara, vayikachil Hashem. Isn't that a terrible chil Hashem? He swore to her that, and he granted what in his mind he was just swearing that he's not going to reveal it to God, but she heard that he's not going to reveal it to anybody. That's a chil Hashem. The megali lameikara. Now he told her in advance. As soon as she revealed to him what the disease is, she wasn't taken by surprise when she saw the advertisements in the newspaper the next day. He told her right away, listen, I have a responsibility. It's pikuach nefesh. People die from this disease. I'm sorry. I know I told you I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm going to have to tell the world. The Rav Nevensal points out that it's a little bit strange why the Gemara even is bothered about the shvua, la'alakad Yisrael la'maglina. How would that such a shvua help? It's a shvua shav, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. So it's the whole shvua is a shvua shav. What's it shaykh say? You're not going to be megalatagata Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the whole shvua is a very difficult shvua to understand why that would even have the status of a shvua. Also, in the Sefer Nachal Eshkol, he brings a raya from our Gemara that even though Pikuach Nefesh is docha kol haTorah kula, if it's going to get to a point of Chilul Hashem, it's no longer docha. Because you see, by the giloy of this refua, it was a Pikuach Nefesh issue, and nevertheless, the Gemara says, wait a second, how could Rabbi Yochanan do it if it's Chilul Hashem? You're not allowed to be mechallel Hashem. So you see clearly that even when it's a pikuach nefesh issue, if it's going to be a chilul Hashem, one is not allowed to be mechallel Hashem. There's a kasha that Rav Eliashiv asked. It's quoted in the journal Moria, where he says that lefi derech zeh shebegiloy harfui yesh b'mishum pikuach nefesh, that if we consider this a pikuach nefesh situation, so im kein lochal l'shvus Rabbi Yochanan klal, then the shvus shouldn't have been chal at all, because he's nishba levatel samitzvah. He's taking a shvua to not do a mitzvah. So isn't that not a shvua in the first place? Any shvua to be levatel mitzvah is an invalid shvua. So again, what's the Gemara worried about his shvua for? So the answer they quote from Rav Eliashiv is that before Rabbi Yochanan knew what the refuah was, he didn't have a chiyuv to reveal it to anybody, and therefore his shvua was chal, because at that time he didn't know anything. Later on, he found out the refuah, but the shvua was already chal at that time. So you're not going to say the shvua is not chal at the time that he took the shvua. It was already chal. There's actually 2 days in the Yerushalmi. What happened to the woman? What was the PS in the story after he revealed her livelihood? He took away her chance to make a living by knowing this refuah. So one day is that she committed suicide, and the other is that she was niskaira, that she became a giyores. So the reason to say that she became a giyores, the Yafei Anayim explains, is that she couldn't believe that someone would have such valuable information that you can make so much money off of it and not try to make money off of it, not try to profit from it. So she thought that was an incredibly high level of ethics, and that caused her to be megayir. Of course, the other opinion is she committed suicide because she wasn't so impressed and it just ruined her life. So those are the two possibilities in the Yerushalmi. There is a discussion, significant discussion in Poskim, about being megala an illness when let's say for a shidduch, if a kala wants to know about the chassan's medical history, and the doctor treats the chassan, knows all about it, so and he knows, let's say, that the chassan has a terrible illness that he didn't tell the kala about, so is he responsible? Does he have to tell the kala? Is he not allowed to tell the kala? To what degree do we assume that he's bound by confidentiality? So Rav Zilberstein, the Chashukei Chemed, says l'chora there are three arguments to be made not to tell the kala. One of them is that since he he swore, and again, this case was B'tkiyas Kaf, the Chassan Dafka asked, please don't tell anybody about this illness that I have, and B'tkiyas Kaf, he promised him that he's not going to tell anybody. That is the status of a Shvua, so it's a violation of Lo Yachol Dvaro if he tells anybody. Second argument is that he's being paid for treating this patient, and he promised him that he's not going to tell any of his secrets. If he violates that confidentiality, it's a Chashash Gezel. He's being paid to be a doctor who does his job, and part of his job is to keep it a secret. And third possibility is that if the third argument to be made is that if he goes around telling patients secrets and it becomes known that doctors do that, that doctors are allowed to reveal in certain situations patient secrets, then patients aren't going to tell their secrets to doctors, they're not going to get the treatment that they need, and it's going to be a pikuach nefesh situation in general, people aren't going to be getting the treatments that they need. So there's a tshuva in the Chalkas Yaakov about someone who has cancer and he's about to get married, and the wife doesn't know about the kala, doesn't know about it, whether the doctor has to reveal it, and the Chalkas Yaakov says, of course he has to tell it. So it's an issa d'oraisa, l'samar al dam re'echa. You know that someone is going to be put into such a situation and not tell them. Of course, l'samar al dam re'echa. So the question is, to what extent do we say so? Rav Zilberstein goes through why he doesn't think any of those tainas are tainas. One of the things he says is that he is our gemara, meaning he points out that with regard to the taina that he swore that he's not going to be megala l'chora, that shvua is not chal at all b'nogeya to the kala, because it's a shvua levatala mitzvah. He has l'samar l'dam re'echa, so the shvua is not chal at all agabe the kala. So he says, so when it comes to a doctor that swears in a general way that he's not going to reveal to anybody, not to the kala, not to anybody else, maybe the shvua would be chal, because it's not, because the shvua not to be megala, if the shvua is only not to be megala to the kala, so that's l'samar l'dam re'echa. Shvua not to be megala to other people, that's a valid shvua. So since the shvua included everybody, maybe the shvua would be chal. So Rav Zilberstein quotes the kasha of his father-in-law, that mam maksha gemara harei shvua hi levatal is a mitzvah. What's the gemara asking about the shvua over here? Anyway, it's mevatal the mitzvah. So he quotes that answer that Rav Yashav has, but he works through piece by piece why none of these concerns are a real concern, and that really he should technically have to tell, but he says he would advise not to actually tell, but to speak to the patient and advise him that it's really the wrong thing to do, to not speak to his kala and let her know what's going on. And even afilu b'mikre, that the kala's side comes to him and says, what should we know about the chassan's health? Is there anything we should know about the chassan's health? Even in that situation, he should say, I can't tell you, I'm not allowed to tell you everything that I know about his health. I mean, you say it in such a way where he's megala tefach and mechasa tefachayim, where they know that there's something that's up, but he's not actually giving any details, and then they'll be able to do the research and they'll be able to figure it out from there. Okay, my avdalei, so says the Gemara, what did she do? What was the cure for this tzapidna? He darshened it in public, but we don't know what it is. So Amar Rav Acha b'Reider Avami, meisor shemen zayis umelech. He takes water from yeast and shemen zayis and salt, and that's the cure. Rav Yemer Amar Sar Gufei shemen zayis umelech, the sar itself and shemen zayis and salt. Rav Ashi Amar Mashcha Degad Vada Avsa, he takes the fat of the wing of a goose. Amar Abaya No Avdi Lekulu V'lo Tzay. Abaya says, I tried all these things for tzapidna and it didn't work. Ad Amar Lehutaya, till I saw a certain traveler, a certain merchant, Isi Kashyasa Dezesa V'lomol Tilsa, brought a pit of an olive that was not one third grown, vikalinu benura amara chadita, and he burnt it on top of a new hoe and a fire, veidbik mekave dare, and he attached it to a row of his teeth, avid hachi vitzai, and he did that, and all of a sudden he got better. Mimai hava. What does it come from? Michamimi chamimi dechiti umishiri kasa daharsna, from eating hot wheat and from eating fried fish. Umay simane, and what's the simen that you have this disease? Kadrami midi bekache va'asa damim bedari. When a person puts something in his teeth and the entire row of teeth starts to bleed, so that he obviously has some sort of disease that's starting in his gums and is going to spread. So he has to deal with that. That's the symptoms of tzapidna. Rabbi Yochanan ki chashpit sapidna avid hachli b'shabbat v'itzi. When Rabbi Yochanan had sapidna, he did this on Shabbos. He went through these refuels on Shabbos and he got better. Rabbi Yochanan hechi avid hachli. How is Rabbi Yochanan allowed to do this? These are isurim dal raisa. These refuels. How is he allowed to do this on Shabbos? So Amar of Nachman Yitzchak shaydi sapidna hol maskel b'pevel komer b'bnei me'ayim. Like we said before from Raisha, that you see from here that even though it only starts in the mouth, since it's gomer b'bnei me'ayim, it could easily turn into a sakana, and therefore you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos with melachos ta'araisa to cure it even at the early stages. We're assuming like Rav Masi ben Cheresh that if a person has a problem in his mouth, he's allowed to put the medication in on Shabbos. He says, no, I say that the chamra moda that you're allowed to do this refuah for a kelev shota on the chatzar kavit shalom, that the chamra moda that it's a refuah. Lema masayele will bring a raya. Mi shachzu yarkon machilin also basar chamar. If a person has yarkon, they feed him basar chamar. Mi shanashchal kelev shota machilin also mechatzar kavit shalom. If a person is bit by a kelev shota, they feed him from the liver of the dog. Vachoshish pepiv matilin losam b'shabbos. And if someone has a problem with his mouth, so they give him a medication on Shabbos. Sivra Masi ben Charsh. That's what Masi ben Charsh says. Chum omrim be'ilu ein ben mishum refuah. That these don't have refuah. These are not considered refuah. So be'ilu mutemai. What's he coming to say? Why does he say dafka be'ilu? These are not a refuah. Sounds like something else is a refuah. Lav lumute sam. Isn't he trying to say that the first two things that you said are not a refuah? They're not a real refuah, and you're not allowed to be violate dinim dal raisa to do those refuahs. But the sam on the teeth, that is a refuah. That even the Rabbanan Amoda. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan is willing to do it on Shabbos, not because he holds like Rav Masi ben Cheresh, but because he holds that even the Rabbanan Amoda to put the sam on the teeth. Says Gemara, no, maybe the Be'elu is not coming to be mit the sam. Lo, the Mu'ute makizin dam lisrunchi. Maybe it's coming to tell us that he could be makiz dam for sarunchi, another type of illness. That's what's real refuah. Hachinam mistavra, and it's most mistavra to assume that that's what it's coming to be mimayit. Titanya, shlosh dvar mamar Rishol Rabbi Yossi, shasham Rishol Masi ben Cheresh. There are three things Rishol Rabbi Yossi from Masi ben Cheresh. Makizin dam lisrunchi b'shabbos. We do akazas dam for sarunchi and Shabbos. Umish and if someone is bitten by a rabid dog, so we feed him the chatzar kavod. And if a person has a problem with his mouth, so we put the medication on the Shabbos. These things are not mishum refuah. So be'elu mute mai. So what is it coming to exclude? What is refuah? My love atarti basraisa lamute deresha. Isn't he coming to say that the last two are not mishum refuah, but the first thing that we said is mishum refuah? So makizin dam l'sarunchi b'shabbos is mishum refuah. So you see that that's what Be'elu was coming to be made. Says, well, lo atarti kamaisa l'muti d'seifa. Maybe he was coming to say that the first two are not mishum refuah, and the third item on the list of matilin losam b'shabbos, when a person has a problem in his mouth, that's what the chachamim agree is a refuah. So we're not able to prove whether the Chum agree. We know the Chum agree about one of the refuahs of Masi ben Cheresh. We're not sure which one. We're not sure if it's the refuah of Sam on the mouth issue, on the mouth problem, or whether it's the refuah of the Sarunchi issue. So we're not sure which one the Rabbanan agree to. Tashma says, well, let's bring a raya. The Tani Rab Bar Shmuel, Ubra Sheiricha Machilinosa Acha Tashav Nafsha. If a pregnant woman has a craving, she smells something and has a craving, so we give her to eat until she calms down. Umisha Nashko Kelev Shota Machilinosa Machatzukovichlon. If someone is bitten by a rabid dog, so we give him from the liver of that dog. Vachoshish Pepiv Matilinosan Bishabbos. And someone has this mouth ailment, so we give him the medication on Shabbos. Divir Blazer Rabbi Yozi Shamar Shumra Masi Ben Cheresh. This was all said in the name of Masi Ben Cheresh. V'chachamim omrim b'zu v'lo b'acheres. With this, but not with anything else. So b'zu aheya, what's he saying? What are the chachamim saying? Which part do they agree with? Ilema ubra, if they're agreeing with the part about the pregnant woman that has a craving that we're allowed to feed her, pshita ubra miyikal madyam delo. Obviously they agree about that. Everyone agrees about that. No one holds that that's asr. Elala v'sam shvamina. So must be they're in agreement about the sam. So that's the raya that Rabbi Yochanan did the right thing. That when Rabbi Yochanan had sapidna, he wasn't only relying on a das yachid or a Masi ben Cheresh when he took the medication for the sapidna. Even the Rabbanan agree that that's okay. Ravashi Amar Masnisa Nami Deka. Ravashi says you could be medayik this way from a Mishnah as well, because the Mishnah says Vodam Rav Masi Ben Chayr Shachoshish Bepiv Matin Lo Sam B'Shabbes V'Lo Pligi Rabbanan Alei. We had a machlokas in our Mishnah when you're bitten by a kelev shota, whether you can go through that suggested refuah eating the liver on Shabbos. The Chum did not agree to that, but then we moved on to someone who has this choshish pepiv that he takes the medication for me choshish pepiv, and there's no machlokas. The Rabbanan seem to agree. V'misa the Pligi Rabbanan Alei. If the Rabbanan disagree with that refuah as well, l'rvinivlis n'nivlifligi Rabbanan b'seifa. Let it list both ailments and cures, and then the Rabbanan will disagree on both of them at the end. So Shmaminov, so you see the fact that the Rabbanan only disagree by the Kelev Shota side, you see that they must agree about the Sam for the person who has a mouth problem. Okay, Mipresha Safik Nefashos, so the Mishnah mentioned that it's because it's Safik Nefashos, and we know Safik Nefashos Lahakel. So I ask the Gemara, Lamali Sulim Eber of a Kol Safik Nefashos Dochas Shabbos. Why does it have to then say again that any time you have a Safik Nefashos Dochas Shabbos? We said it's Mipresha Safik Nefashos, so we get the idea that it all relates to Safik Nefashos. Why do we have to point out that Safik Nefashos Dochas Shabbos? Amar Avidom Rav, Lo Safik Shabbos Zubel Varamru, El Afilu Safik Shabbos Acheres. It means to say that not only if it's a Safik about this Shabbos, but even a Safik about another Shabbos, you could be Dochas Shabbos. So what does that mean? Hechi Dami, what does that mean? A Safik of another Shabbos? Kigon Damdua L'Tmanya Yome. They made an assessment that this Chola needs an 8-day long treatment. They diagnosed him on Shabbos. So when do you begin treatment? So it's 8 days. If you start today, you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos now and next week. You wait till Motzai Shabbos, you'll have to be Mechal one Shabbos. So V'yom Kama Shabbat, the first day of Shabbos. Ma'udetem Eliakav Al-Diorta, you might think you should wait till Motzai Shabbos, Ki Yechid Delo Nechal Alei Tre Shabbata, so that it won't be two Shabbosos that fall out during the treatment. Come Ashmalan. Therefore we're told, no, if you could start the treatment right away, you start the treatment right away. When you're dealing with the Chol Sheish Pasakana, you treat him and you don't wait at all. You don't delay at all. Tanya Namiachi. We heat up water for a chol on Shabbos, bein lashkoso, bein lavroso, whether it's just to give him to drink or to bring him back to health by bathing him. Not only this Shabbos, even for the following Shabbos. And we don't say, well, maybe give it some more time. Let's see what happens. Let's see how it progresses. Maybe he'll get better. No, you heat the water right away. Safik nefashos is dochas Shabbos. And once again, not just this Shabbos, even a Suffolk about another Shabbos. Now when we do these things, these life-saving treatments that we do for a Chol Sheish Bo Sakana, we do not do these things lo al yedei nachrim, v'lo al yedei kutim, ela al yedei gedola Yisrael. We don't wait for a guy to try to do it, get a guy to drive the ambulance, get a guy to administer the treatment. We do it al yedei gedola Yisrael. Now, we're not going to trust women or kutim to make the determination, but they are mitzarif when we're counting up how many opinions say that this is pikuach nefesh and how many opinions say it's not pikuach nefesh. Let's be, before we even get to what that means, that first line, that first thing to point out is there's a girsa issue over here. The Gra points out it's not kutim, the Gra's girsa is that we don't have children. Children do it. This is something that we have Gedolei Yisrael. What does Gedolei Yisrael mean? So the Pashtus is, it does not mean what we call Gedolei Yisrael. It doesn't mean that you go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and you have him be Mechal Shabbos for you. It means a Gadol, not a Katan, not a child, and Yisrael, not a guy. Because look what we just said. It's Lo Yidei Nachrim, V'lo Yidei Katanim. Not Nachrim, rather Yisrael. Not Katanim, rather Gedolim. So that's what Gedolei Yisrael means. They have adult Jews do this, do these treatments for people. If you look at Tosos al Gedol Yisrael, Vafilu Hecha de Efshar Benachri, even if you could have a guy do it, Mitzvah be Yisrael. Better to have a Jew do it, Shemi Yisatz Lenachri Layasov Yavad de Sakana, because the Jew will be a little quicker to do it. Tzol's response time is a little bit faster than other ambulances. I was driving behind an ambulance last night. It was so slow. It had sirens on. It was so slow. I couldn't believe it. I normally drive home faster. faster than that. So the so Hatzalah doesn't drive like that ever. So the so the response time is much when a Jew is not going to be misatzel in coming to save a life. The Rambam writes Enos na elai de gedol Yisrael v'chachamehem. The Rambam seems to start to tell us that it's more than that. That is a v'chachamehem. So some of the Achronim understand the Rambam that he's saying you do go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, have the biggest Talmud Chacham in the room, do it. Whoever the biggest Talmud Chacham available. Why? Because you want to make a demonstration that this is not an Avera, this is a mitzvah, this is what we're supposed to do, and it's not something that we're trying to give to the lesser person who's Chil Shabbos doesn't matter so much. Others understand the Rambam. And no, when he says Gedolim, the Beis Yosef writes, when the Rambam says Gedolim, that's the Hotzi Ketanim. Yisrael is the Hotzi Goyim. Chachameim is the Hotzi Nashim. Meaning to say people who are learned as opposed to women. But so why Dafka not to have women do it? So the explanation I think that they give is that we don't want them to think that they're that you may get the impression that their Chil Shabbos doesn't matter as much, and that's why we're having women do it. So no, their Chil Shabbos matters every bit as much as a man's Chil Shabbos. So you dafka have someone who no one's going to say about this person that maybe his Chil Shabbos doesn't matter as much, that he's a second class Jew or anything. No one's going to have such a hava mina, and still we see that we treat them with the best. Okay, so then we had this other idea about women, that the lo al pi nashim lo al pi kutim, that nashim and kutim can't make the determination, but we're mitztaref when we're counting up the opinions of whether it's a chol sheyesh bo sakana or not. So what does that mean? If you look at Rashi, al mitztaref from das acheres, kigon shnayim omrim tsarich ushlosha omrim ein tsarich. Let's say two people say you should be mechal shabbos, this is a sakana, and three doctors say no, don't be mechal shabbos, not a sakana. The isha Okuti omrim tsarich, and then an isha or okuti says tsarich, that you do need to be mechal Shabbos. So that would be the vote that makes it a 50-50. So they are mitzarif suffik nefashas lahakel. They do make it into at least a suffik. The Bach on the side of the Gemara over here says, what's Rashi talking about? We just learned in yesterday's daf that if two people say tsarich, and even 100 people say eino tsarich, that he doesn't need it, still that's called suffik pikuach nefesh and mechal Shabbos. You don't need the woman to even things out. You don't need the Kuti's vote to make it a 50-50. Without a 50-50, as long as you have two people say tzarech. So remember though, we did have a machlokas in yesterday's daf where one opinion said that if the chola says, that if there's one person that says tzarech and two people that say eino tzarech, then you're not going to be mechal Shabbos. So that's what the Bach says is more likely what's going on over here. We're assuming like the opinion that if one person says tzarech and two people say eino tzarech, you're not going to be mechal Shabbos. So the Kuti, the woman, could be the second person that says tzarech. Once you have two people that say tzarech, you could have 100 that say eino tzarech, you're still going to be mechal Shabbos. But to get that second person could be the Kuti or the Isha. Tan Rabbanan, mefakin pikuach nefesh b'Shabbos, v'azariz hareza meshubach. We are mechal Shabbos for the sake of pikuach nefesh, and one who acts with alacrity and does it quickly is praiseworthy. Vein tzarech litol reshus mi beizdin. And you don't need to get reshus from a beizdin before acting. You don't have to go ask a shaila. Okay, so I'd give an example. What's an example of this? Ra tinok shnafal yam. You see a baby that fell into the sea that's drowning. Poris masudo maleu. Spread out a net and catch him and bring him back out. Vazaris hareza meshubach. The quicker you act, the better you're doing. Vein tzarech litol reshus mi beizdin. Don't go ask a shaila. V'alfagav de katsayit kavri. Even though you might benefit by catching some fish along the way, and don't worry. Don't worry about the melacha tzeda. Yeah, you're trying to save a life. Ra tinok shnafal labar. Another example. You see a child fall into a pit. Oker chulio maleu. So you start digging and you could take him out of the pit that way. V'azar is hareza meshubach. And you act quickly, it's praiseworthy. Vein tzarech litol reshus mibezin, don't ask a shayla. Avagav de misakin dargi. Even though you're building steps, so you're violating a malach of choresh or boner, whatever you're violating malach of staraisa in helping the child get out of the pit. Another example. Rosh and ninala delis bifnei tinok. You see that a child is locked in a room. Shovro motzio, you can break the door and get him out of there. Vazaris hareza meshubach, and the more quickly you act to get him out of there is praiseworthy. Vein tzarech litol reshus mibezin, don't ask a shayla. Ve'afelgav dekamechavin lemitvar b'shifi, and even though you're going to enjoy the wood, you're going to have this broken wood that you're going to be able to use for firewood or for other things, still you're allowed to do it. Mechavin u'mafsikin mipnei adleik b'shabbos. The fourth example, you can put out a fire that's going to threaten somebody's life. If the fire is not a threat to anybody's life, so we have a beferish mishnah Mishnayos, Masech Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it out. But if it's going to threaten somebody's life, so you can put out a fire, even if the fire is going to threaten somebody's money. If it's not threatening somebody's life, you're not allowed to put it out. But if it's going to threaten someone's life, so you're allowed to put out the fire on Shabbos, or put something in the fire's way, put kelim full of water in the way of the fire. V'azar zareiz meshubach, and it's praiseworthy to do it, to act quickly. Vein tzarach lital rishos mibezin, you don't need to ask a shayla. The avuk of the kam mamchich mechuche, and even though you're going to somehow benefit from the fire by using the coals of the fire afterwards. So says Maratzricha, we need to be told all of these cases, meaning we had four cases over here: the baby in the ocean, the baby in the pit, the baby in the locked room, and closing off the fire. Utzricha diash min yam, had you only told me about the sea, mishum dadachi vachi azale, I would say of course you can't ask a shayla over there. By the time you come back, he's going to be gone. Aval bor dekayasiv emalo, but a bor isn't moving anywhere. It's sitting right there, so maybe there's time to ask a shayla. So I would think that maybe you can ask a shayla. That's why we need to be told the case of the bar. V'yashmin bar. And if I only would have been told the case of the bar, mishum dekamivis, because the child is probably terrified in the bottom of the bar. We know he's terrified. Who? What normal child wouldn't be terrified? Aval ninel adelas. But a door is locked in a room. Efshar diyasa b'haygisa umash b'shleibam guze. It could be that the child is happily playing with his toys on the other side of the door. You don't see what the child is up to, so you have no idea if the child is terrified. He may not even notice that the door is locked or closed or anything. So tzricha. So that's why we need to be told. You would still have to break down the door. Be permitted to break down the door. And zaris hareza niskar. There's a shayla I saw Rav Zilberstein had in a case of neighbors who hear a child screaming from inside a room and banging on a door from a neighbor's apartment, and they're choshish for sakaras nefashos, because it's the Gemara assumes the child locked in the room with sakaras nefashos, and they realize that the parents had gone out and they locked the child in the room, so they called somebody to break down the door, to pay someone to break down the door. So the shayla was, could they send the bill to the father to break down the door? So he said, of course you could send the bill to the father. What was the father doing? They should also take the children away from the father. Of course you could send the bill to the father to break down the door. But he points out there's a tshuva in the Machne Yisrael that talks about a different case. A babysitter goes out of the house for a second, an ani comes to the door, and the babysitter opens the door, and she takes one step outside to give the guy a dollar, and the door slams behind her. A wind comes or something, the door slams behind her, and it's locked. So now all the kids are locked in the house and the babysitter is outside the house. So in that situation, who pays for it? Does the to get the door? She immediately calls somebody to get the door open, and they get the door open. So he quotes in Shulchan Aruch and Choshem Mishpat, Siman Shin Gimel, in Sif Ches, Shulchan Aruch says, Roa Shahila Lahatzla Trefa Ashbuya, Beroa Machair Makalos, Velo Kar Roa Machair, Velo Hevi Makalos Lahatzil, Hareza Chayiv. It's that if a shepherd should have called for help to save the things that he was watching, he's going to be chayiv. Shomer Sachri says chayiv liskar aroma v'amakolos ad kedei d'mea behema. And if you're a Shomer Sachri, you need to pay for help, and then the balabayis will pay you back. So he says the babysitter is a Shomer Sachar. So she pays to get the help, and then the balabais pay back. He says, but that's only if she's not posheya. But if she's posheya, what's she walking out of the house for? So if she's posheya for walking out of the house, then certainly Shomer Sachar would not have paid back. If Shomer Sachar would not have to get paid back if they were posheya. Okay, mechavenu mefsikin. So we said you also stopped the fire. Lamali. So why do you need to be told this case? Dafilu chatzer acheres. Even if the fire is in the neighboring chatzer, there are no people in the chatzer where the fire currently is, still you're allowed to stop the fire because it threatens to move to another chatzer, to spread to another chatzer where there are people. And Rashi points out, and those people are cholim or katanim who cannot be evacuated. If you can evacuate them, so even though the fire threatens the other chatzer, so what? If the people can get out, so then it's not a pikuach nefesh case. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo holchu bipikuach nefesh achar rov. Critical rule in pikuach nefesh, we do not follow a majority in pikuach nefesh. Hey chidami, for what's an example? Ine medika tishri Yisrael v'kuti echad b'nayu ruba Yisrael ninu. If you have nine Jews and one guy, so then you know it's a rov. Then you wouldn't even have to start discussing whether a halachim pikuach nefesh achar rov. Rov Yisrael, of course, you would be mechal Shabbos to save a life. Inami palgo palga suffering nefesh lahakel. Even if it was 50-50, we would still say suffering nefesh lahakel. Ella. So rather, the case must be Deika Tisha Kutim v'Yisrael Echad. There are nine Kutim and one Yisrael. Hanabi Pshita, Davle Kavua, Bakal Kavua, Kamaksal Maksadami. Well, isn't that obvious also? Because if everyone is stationary in their place, so the halacha is, for whatever reason, that no matter what the numbers are, we treat it like a 50-50. So, Lotzricha de Parish Lachatra Cheres. No, the case must be where there are a lot of moving parts. Everyone went to a different chatzer. Mal de Tema called the Parish Meruba Parish. So, you might think that we could follow the majority and assume that if someone's life is threatened outside of his home chatzer, and 90% of the people that live there are kutim, so you might think that we could follow the rov and not be mechal Shabbos. Kamash Milan, the lohalchu bepikuach nefesh achar rov. That's why it comes to tell me that we don't follow the rov with pikuach nefesh. Frankly, Gemara, Eini Vam Rabasi Am Rabbi Yochanan Tishu Kutim Yisrael Echad Bosa Chatzar Mefakchin Bechatzar Acheres Ein Mefakchin. So we see that if it's Chatzar Acheres, if it's a rov, we don't follow the rov. We do follow the rov. We don't save the life. Says Gemara, Lo Kasha Had the Parish Kulu Had the Parish Mitzasayu. If everyone who was in the original chatzar had gone to this new chatzar, so now we're muchzak that there is at least one Yisrael in this new chatzar, so then we do not follow the rov and we take care of the pikuach nefesh. But if we're not even muchzak that the Yisrael ever came into this chatzar, then we would follow the rov and not be mechal Shabbos to do the pikuach nefesh, do the life saving mission. Okay, Bezrashem, we'll pick up with me Yom Shmuel tomorrow. Oh, yeah.